Yes, it's true. You are invited to a Christmas party. Hey, everyone. It's Uncle Lod here. It's been a little while. And
it's true.
Let's you. Do this. My apologies. I should have muted that. But hey, it's always good hearing yes, it's true twice. Hey, this is a special announcement. I was having a conversation with my good friend, Ab the Fakeologist, yesterday, or 2 days ago, I'm sorry. And it just hit me that there are so many of us out there who have family restrictions this year due to the boogie, you know what. And families have been kind of screwed up on purpose with intent by the Druid Babylonian bastards. They're getting their way, and the division that they've put in between families is really, really sad. But it just hit me. I thought, you know, there are a lot of families who, just because of new ideologies relating to this BV, and you all, if you've been here for a while, you know what BV stands for. But now you can't go over to your grandparents, or there's no family gatherings because you may be an asymptomatic silent assassin, and you may, unbeknownst to you, murder grandma. And no science to it whatsoever, because there is no such thing as an asymptomatic silent assassin. But that doesn't matter. That's just a rounding error when you're a Druid Babylonian bastard. But, you know, like it or not, there are families that are not getting together now. And perhaps, especially if you are in like Canada, and I know where Ab lives, it's like literal draconian lockdown. So no family get-togethers. They're sapping the joy from all of us. So I thought to myself, you know what? I personally am going to be by myself tomorrow on Christmas. It's Christmas Eve right now, and not because I wasn't invited elsewhere, but it's kind of my excuse these days is somebody had to watch the dogs. So my wife and daughter, they are in Colorado having a well-deserved ski vacation. And, you know, I kind of when invited, I said, first, someone has to watch the dogs. And second, that I am not going to battle these mask maniacs that are out there, especially on the airplanes. So I am happy to be at home. And I thought, you know what? I have met so many cool people through the Uncle Lod Show and through alternative media. And I just wanted to invite you tomorrow to a Christmas party, a family reunion. It's going to be an odd family reunion. But what I'm going to do is I am going to post in my Telegram chat, which is, go subscribe to it. It's t.me/UncleLod. Or if you just go to the Telegram app and you search for Uncle Lod, all one word, it'll pop up. But I'm going to put in there a Zoom link. And the way that I'm set up right now, I can have up to 100 guests. And I just thought it might kind of be kind of fun. It's going to be tomorrow, Christmas Day, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time. If we're having a swell time and it needs to go to 4 or 5, I don't care. You know, we'll grab seconds. We're going to have a family reunion, and it's going to be held at the Little Kids Roundtable. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Right here. Right here. You tune in tomorrow. If you want to just watch, you can certainly do that. If you want to participate in the chat tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, you can do that. We chose 1 p.m. because we really want to extend the invitation to our European friends as well. And I think that time frame expands as wide a net as possible. But I just love to meet you all who are out there. So if you go to my Telegram chat, t.me/UncleOd, after I post this, give me a couple hours, but certainly today I'm going to be posting the Zoom link and Zoom in, man. Zoom in tomorrow. Let's put faces with names. Let's just say hello to each other, get to know each other. I will try my best to figure out how to manage it if we end up having 100 people on there. You know, I'll probably ask everyone to mute, and I think there's a functionality that you can raise your hand or whatever, but we can just go around and I'll unmute people, and you can kind of give your backstory and what's happening with you, and did this BV impact your family and your family holiday plans? But I think it would be fun. I think it would be fun. And we're going to keep it positive because I think we all need to keep it positive. And you know what I was thinking about too? Let me tell you a story about people who normally may not hang around together, who cherish each other, who become kind of a new kind of family. And I was thinking of an analogy. How could I best describe this? Look, I live in Tampa, Florida. I've never met Ab. I've never met Marcus Allen. I've never met John LeBron. I've never met so many people, Jonathan Kirby, just so many awesome people all around the world. So I think it's fair to say I'd never hang out with them, primarily because of proximity. But, you know, that is one byproduct of all of this is with Zoom. It does make it possible to at least digitally hang out together. Now, I know that's not the same, but hey, we'll take what we can get. But I was thinking about, you know, where we all are psychologically in our heads, because I shared with, if you haven't noticed, this last Friday, Sunday, I didn't do a show at 8 p.m. and didn't even contact Ab to tell him we weren't doing a show. But later this last week on one of our just personal calls, I just said, you know what? I'm tired. I am getting fatigue and I just need to recharge my batteries. And so that's what I've been doing. Thank you for your patience. But I feel energetic now again and be able to lean into this. But I thought, you know, I'm mentally kind of screwed up with all of this. I went through about a week there to where it was, you know, the throes of depression, if you will, just kind of you wake up in a dark, funky mood. And that's not me, guys. It's not me. It never has been. I usually, if I'm in a crappy mood, most people don't know it, but, I even admitted to my wife, I'm like, man, I just don't feel the same. And, with conversation with Ab, look, you know, you're not unique, Uncle Odd. Everybody is feeling funky and, you know, for good reason. So we're all kind of pissed off at the world. We're all kind of pissed off at our family members and loved ones, the ones who just kind of refuse to go to the next level of critical thought, who may not be open to alternative points of view. It's very, very frustrating, isn't it? And, but yet here we are, right? I see lots of people in the chat. Didn't even anticipate there'd be anyone in the chat. So thank you everyone for joining. And I hope you call in tomorrow for the Zoom chat. I cannot wait to talk to so many of you. But back to an analogy, I was thinking about people who I wouldn't normally hang around with, but think about the Titanic. Now, I'm going to have a little asterisk here and say, I don't believe the mainstream narrative on this, but let's just pretend it happened the way they said. Okay? Deal? So let's just pretend it hit a boogie iceberg. And let's say that during the voyage, you had people who were on different levels of the ship. You know, there was, you know, the lower class, if you will, or the ones that bought the cheapest ticket. Maybe they didn't have any kind of view, or maybe they were just kind of under the water, you know, getting nauseated. And then maybe you pay a base for a basic stateroom and you get a little bit more, maybe a little better food. And then you go to the next level and, you know, you get second class and you're a little higher. And, you know, then you get into the first class. And then ultimately you get up to the captain's stateroom. You know, that's the nicest place on the ship. What you wouldn't find is someone in that lower level getting nausea, shitty food. It's kind of the cheese sandwich meal, you know, rubbing elbows with those likely Druid Babylonian bastards up there who were rubbing elbows with the captain. And but boom, they hit an iceberg and the Titanic started taking on water and it started sinking. Now, again, it happened like they said it did. And all of a sudden, you had people jumping ship. They were jumping out. Now, imagine being in the water. Imagine being in the water. And imagine the captain. And imagine maybe one of these hideaway immigrants, I don't know, eyeing the same piece of table that's floating, furniture. And they grab onto it. And the captain is looking at, well, the captain should have gone down with the ship. But so anyway, the second in command, you know, sees the immigrant out there who he didn't see during the whole trip because they even have different stairways that they'll never run into each other. But he looks at him and he reaches out and he grabs him and he pulls him on to this floating table. Okay. So fast forward, these two hung out on that table. They never would have hung out together. But when they got to shore, when they were rescued, man, the rest of their life, they had a bond, right? Because no matter what their backgrounds, no matter where they lived initially, they survived some shit. Yeah, right? They survived the cold, the sharks, the nighttime, the fear, the mask, the threats of being arrested for trespass, the boogie V. They survived the DBBs. You know what I'm saying, guys? Just like we all have. We are going through it. Right now, all of us, we're together, apart, whatever. We're out in the ocean. We may be on different tables or a floating piece of wood or shit. We may just be treading water. I don't know. But we're all out there together right now going through this. And I submit to you that we're going to get through the other side of this. History is going to look back and they are going to be just, history is going to be shaking its head at these Druid Babylonian bastards who tried to make their move and overtake this world by turning us into serfs and slaves through media-induced fakery and medical martial law. So we're all floating out there right now together. And when we emerge out the other side, however it looks, I don't care who you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you live. I don't care whether you speak English or don't. I don't care if you're black or white or even a reformed Druid Babylonian bastard. I don't care. We make it to the other side and we look at each other and we're like, man, we did it. We got here. We just hit Control Alt Druid. You know what I'm saying? And when we do, I think we will all have relationships that will last such a long, long time that I think it'll be a lifetime. I think there are friends that who I have met through this in 2020 who I'll be friends with. I can tell you, Ab, for example, we'll be friends forever. I've never even met him. Can't wait to one day. But the same with you guys. I don't think, I just don't care. I don't care if you're 4'8" or 6'6". I don't care if you're the captain. I don't care if you're on that, you know, second class level, or if you're in the first class. I just don't care. As long as you don't have a mask, you look me in the eye and we smile each other, and you're not afraid to give me a hug, because there is no BV, doesn't exist, never did. Well, I just think that we are all going to be a different kind of family. So why the heck not start our family reunion tomorrow? 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. I am going to look forward to this for the next 22 hours or whatever it is. Because it's gonna be fun. Because we need to start realizing that our families may end up evolving. They may be different. And what's the best thing about families, right? Usually families end up having your back, right? But how many of us come from dysfunctional families? We love our brothers and sisters. We love our parents. Or maybe not. I don't know. But look, ideologies can be so wildly different within families. Geez, I mean, you just take a look at the one dichotomy of liberal versus conservative, or pro-Trump versus pro-Biden, or those who believe in the BV and those who don't. You know, it's divisive. And so this is my attempt tomorrow to extend, not the olive branch, but if you're someone out there who may think differently than I do on anything, guess what? Still want you to come, because we're not going to have an agenda. We're not going to have an agenda. We're not going to talk about anything specifically. We're going to be like an amoeba, a Christmas just like if you have a good family reunion anyway. You don't, you go in and you think it's going to go as planned. No, it's not. Heck, we may break out into a softball game tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe we'll play a game of darts. Just doesn't matter. As long as we are here together, I think it'll be fun. I know 1 o'clock, many of you will be having dinner with your families, and I wish you good Christmas cheer, and certainly a happy new year, and a hashtag good riddance 2020. But let's get things started tomorrow. All right. So again, where are we going to find the chat, or I mean the invite? It's going to be at t.me/UncleOd. I want you to go subscribe, because that is such a cool group anyway, by the way, in there. And Jonathan Kirby has a great group too. So if somebody could post Jonathan Kirby's Telegram in the chat as well, that would be great. But just lots of great people. And we are kind of, I think we're on the other side of this thing, guys. I really do. And it gets darkest before dawn. And the 21st, I think, was darkest, right? So that means we're on the other side of it, and it's going to be dawn soon, and we're going to all be there together. So I can't wait for tomorrow. Thank you, those who are hanging in the chat. I would engage with you further, but I got to scoot. I got to run. have a couple of errands to do before the stores close. You know, kind of last minute Christmas thing. Not me, not on the 24th. But anyway, okay. Sorry to love you and leave you, but that's where we are today. Tune in tomorrow. Zoom invite, t.me/Uncle Odd. Okay, everyone.